You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to the Nature Connections Show. My name is Sarah Turner. You're listening to Natural Health Radio. I'm delighted to be joined today on Nature Connections by Aisling Mooney. And Aisling is an angel intuitive and a transformational coach. So welcome to Nature Connections, Aisling.
Oh, hello, Sarah. How are you? I'm really delighted to be here today.
Yes, absolutely. I'm totally delighted that you're here, especially as I know a little bit about what you're going to be sharing with us. Obviously, we're going to be connecting in with the angels here, and what a wonderful way to begin 2015 in this energy. Mm-hmm. And I know as well you're going to be offering everybody listening an exercise to connect with their guardian angel. Mm-hmm. And also, we're going to be hearing some messages from the fairies. By yourself as the channel.
Yes. And we were speaking there just before we came on, and we said the whole feeling or energy of the show for us and for everybody listening, I suppose, is about fun.
Yeah.
It's about that lovely, and that's the energy that the fairies bring in. It's just they lift up our energy and just remind us to stop taking ourselves so seriously and get our sense of humour back and have a bit of fun.
Yes, and I was delighted when I heard that's what you had, well, what the fairies wished to do, actually, when you first started speaking, because it felt very much to me as if we needed to have some fun. So I hope everybody listening is going to stay around for 30 minutes and have fun with us. So maybe it would be nice just to hear a little bit about you, first of all, and to hear how did you get connected with the angels? How did they find you?
Well, I'm trying to think about this. I've been thinking about it in the last week, actually. And from when I was about 16, I had a connection with spirit. So my grandfather began communicating with me. He had passed when I was 14, so 2 years before that. But he began acting as a guide in my life. And so I had that experience of spirit. I didn't really share this with anyone, but for about 10 years, my grandfather was my guide. But the angels didn't really appear predominantly in my life until I was in my 20s. And it was probably around the time that my grandfather was leaving as a guide and was bringing in, I got introduced to my guardian angel at that time. So that was over a process of a few months. But around that year, I went to live in Florida. I left a job that was quite stressful and decided to just take a complete break. And I went to live in Florida, which sounds wonderful, but I went over there to work in an Irish bar, and I did have lots of fun, but there was a lot of other stuff going on in my life. My life on the outside looked wonderful, but I was drinking too much, I was smoking too much, I was basically in party land, overdrive. I had lots of other issues, self-esteem issues, no confidence in myself, no self-respect, no boundaries. I was finding it difficult to be in any sort of a relationship with any man, any long-term relationship. So things were very messy. Yeah. So I have lots of beautiful photos of that time where I look like I'm having a fantastic time. But beneath it all, I was very, very sad, very depressed. And life was spiraling out of control. And it was around that time, I was in Florida about 4 months, and I just didn't have any control anymore about where I had no sense of where I was going, no sense of direction. I just didn't know what was happening, what I was supposed to be doing with my life. And I was in a crash. I was coming down a hill. This car didn't indicate, so he decided to turn, and I went straight bang into him. Now, miraculously, I was okay. I wasn't seriously injured. But when I was recovering, the week I was recovering, I found a CD that I had bought, a Sarah McLachlan CD, Angels. And in the dark, on the night, in pain, at this imposed stillness in my life, I put on that music and just the floodgates opened. I just broke down in tears. It was like the angels, you're in the arm of the angels, you've been pulled from the wreckage. And it's making me emotional now, even as I think about it. But that for me was my crisis moment where I just said, this can't continue. I need help. And I just begged angels, God, anybody out there, spirit, somebody, just help me, because I have no idea what I'm doing. And that was like, when I look back, that was the moment when things started to change, although they looked the same for a little while. But looking at that, within 3 weeks, my mother arrived, an impromptu visit, even though I hadn't told anyone that I'd had the accident. Within 6 weeks, I was back in Ireland. Within 6 months, I was studying to be a holistic health practitioner. Within a year, I was back in doing art, which was a love of mine. It was something that I had wanted to do for years, but I had issues around that, so I pushed it to the side. So I went back and I did a whole year of just art and design. Yeah. And so that was just the point. I'm giving you the long story here, haven't I? So but that for me was just that point of asking for help. That's when they came into my life. And it was over a process of maybe three years before I actually began to feel the physical sensation of angels and their presence in my life, like a something more solid than I hope there's somebody helping me in my life. And that was through going to classes, becoming heavily involved in I worked in a shop, in a holistic health shop, so I was surrounded by crystals and healers and people coming in with that energy, and I was just a full immersion in a new world for me. And I began attending a spiritual circle, so began learning everything about mediumship. And then after about 2 years of that, one night the angels appeared, Archangel Michael appeared, full presence. And within 2 weeks, I was in a new course studying only angels. And that was it. I was home and dry. That was it. I had found it. I was like, walked in that door. I was like, this is me. This is wow. Is me. I'm happy now. And that's been it. That's
it's inspiring. Well, thank you. I think it's sometimes it's really personally, or I always find it very inspiring to hear real person behind those of us who are out there offering help in the world, that behind all of us there's a person who hurt and who sometimes still might do, and that we find the courage to take forward what we love in amidst all that, and you're doing that, which is beautiful. And that you found your home with the angels. So how lovely that you now work intuitively with them, and that you help people as well with transformation. So is there a particular angel that's blessing us today, or is it something that is individual to each person?
Oh God, you know, we all have a guardian angel, or at least one that's been with us. That probably was one of the angels that sat down with us before we arrived on this planet. and sat down and we worked out our sacred contract. Okay, when I want to cut, when I come to earth, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to change. This is who I want to affect. This is the healing that I want to bring. And this angel promised to walk with us throughout our lives, every single breath, every single step, to keep us on track. And then throughout our lives, and for me, it was in my 20s. And I think for most people, that's probably around the time, their late 20s, when they start to ask questions about life purpose, you know, start looking around and thinking, is this it? You know, is there more to life than the physical, than working and partying? And is there more? And that's usually when the archangels come in then. And for me, and for most people, it's Archangel Michael that appears first, to because he's the angel that gives us courage and confidence, so helps us to start to dream, you know, start, we all know what why we're here, but it's always the most, just it's scary. So Michael is usually the first angel that appears consciously or unconsciously in our lives to help us to step into our life purpose, to begin to just take the next step. So for me, it was Michael that appeared. And then after that, there's lots of different archangels and angels that can come into your life whenever, depending on the situation. Raphael is fantastic for healing, any sort of healing for addiction. So I would have worked with Raphael as well. Emotional healing. You know, just a wonderful angel. I'm thinking especially around forgiveness. And then there's another angel that works specifically around abundance, which is tied in with forgiveness, and that's Zadkiel. And they're just fantastic. There's Gabriel, who is very connected to the fairy realm. So I would guess that Gabriel is here today, now that I'm thinking about Gabriel. And that Gabriel is very creative and works with artists and just helping us to unlock that playful energy.
Okay, yeah.
Where we can create. Yeah, yeah. So Gabriel, I would, that's building up now.
So I know as well you're going to actually go do a short exercise with us so that we can connect with a guardian, with our guardian angel. Would you like
I wanted to do this. This is a very simple thing that I do practically every morning. And it's basically just connecting in with your guardian angel, and we can do it. It'll take about 5 minutes. So would you like to, will we do
absolutely,
that now?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Okay. So everybody, wherever you are, hopefully you're in a quiet place where you won't be disturbed, and just take a breath. So just take a nice deep breath and just let that go, and allow your shoulders to drop down with the breath, like a deep sigh of release and relaxation. Bring your attention just to your feet for a moment, just to ground your feet. See those thick, strong roots. Use your imagination. Thick, strong roots coming from the soles of your feet, going deep, deep down into the heart of the earth, the core of the earth, wrapping around that core, helping you to be completely grounded on this physical planet while we're having this little spiritual journey. So completely grounded, completely safe, very comfortable and relaxed. And take another breath. And just feel the relaxation in your body now. As it increases, you become calmer, more peaceful. And one more breath, a deep breath in. And just gently bring your focus now up to your third eye, that space on your forehead between your two eyes. And just gazing into your third eye. Gently gazing into your third eye. And just keep breathing and relaxing. And with each breath, find yourself becoming more peaceful. And gazing into your third eye, you might see, or you can use your imagination to see a purple light there. And imagine that purple light swirling, moving away from you, towards you. It's vibrating, it's moving. And the more you look into that purple light, the more relaxed you feel. And very gently now, ask yourself to just gently step out of the way. And don't think about this logically. It's completely more on the feeling level. So you might feel a shift, an actual shift in your body as you sense yourself or feel yourself just stepping out of the way. Or you might be more visual and you might see that happening. So just allow yourself to step out of the way. And into that space, you see your guardian angel appearing. So use your imagination. Just allow yourself, as a child, just use that imagination that every one of us has. It's a gift. And just imagine how this angel would look. Guess how they would look. So starting with their feet. Are they wearing shoes or sandals or barefoot? Imagine the clothes they're wearing, the colors of their clothes. Imagine their wings, if they have any. The shape and the size of the wings, the color of the wings. And now see your angel's face, the color of their hair, their beautiful eyes, wonderful smile. And above all, notice the wonderful sense of love and comfort seeming to come from this angel's heart, their whole being just moving out and surrounding you like a blanket being wrapped around you of complete comfort and safety. This angel loves you so much. So just ask your guardian angel now, what do I need to know today? What's the one thing that if I know, it can help me move forward in my life? So what's the one thing? And this information might come to you. It could be a word or a phrase or an image, an object, a picture, or a color. So just allow that to come to you now. And if you don't understand what the image means, just ask your angel to explain that. What does this gift mean? What does this message mean? Give me more clarity. And allow yourself to receive that now. And just accept that information down into your heart. And then very gently bring yourself back into the space. You can move your body, open your eyes, and bring yourself right back. And be ready to use that information in your life today. And you know, do you know what, Sarah? I do that every morning. Something that I do every morning, and it really, I might have done a little bit longer there, but it really takes probably 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. Take a breath, ask your angel, what do I need to know today? Mm-hmm. Step out of your own way. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it can be, have fun, like the message we got today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm thinking as well that if people listening have received a symbol or a word that they don't understand as they go about their day, it will become clear. Often these things kind of drop in when we're not looking for them, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. That's it. It makes sense. Or they can email me and ask, or there's I have a Facebook group as well that they can, if they find me on Facebook, I'll connect them with the group. They can post a message there, and there's lots of help on that group where people can answer.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Okay, thank you. Well, I felt very peaceful listening to you there. Very, very peaceful.
Did you get a message, Sarah?
Well, I kept coming back to the bottle that we spoke about before we started talking to each other today for the show, which was actually the Wild Earth Animal Playtime Essence. So as I was listening to you, I picked the bottle up and I just held it.
Yeah.
It was very much coming back to playing and laughing and just enjoying the moment. Mm.
Yeah. I just got a beautiful yellow flower. It wasn't a sunflower. It was more like a dandelion.
Oh, wow.
You know, like a dandelion when it's yellow?
Yes.
It was sort of that, and it was about sunshine, and I've been spending too much time indoors. And for me, the message was that I really, really need to get out, to get back out, even if the sun isn't there at the moment, just to get out and just to open myself up to more sunshine.
Yeah, and if it was a dandelion, that would be very much a flower to signal a letting go.
Dandelion, lovely. Very oh, much perfect. About letting Thank
go.
You.
Unwinding and letting go. Mm-hmm.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you. Mm.
So we have around 5 minutes to do this, so maybe there's only going to be time for one card, but I know you've got your magical messages from the fairies, which, as you can probably tell from my voice, I'm very excited about. So on behalf of everybody listening today, I would love you to draw a card or cards. You obviously know what you need to do here, and share with us the message from the fairies for all Nature Connections listeners.
Okay, so I have three cards.
Okay.
Just ask the fairies and the angels to just give us some information for everybody who might be listening to this call, wherever they are, whenever that is, that it will help them in their lives. So I'm just presuming that this is for everybody. So it's definitely for me. The first card is Patience, Please. And it says, what you're asking for is coming about. Have patience, as there are unseen factors that need to occur first. So I think it speaks for itself. It's most of us, ask for help. I'm asking for help, but it's not happening. Sometimes there's other stuff that has to happen before you get your wish, or sometimes obstacles that are in your path might be moments where you need to learn something else before you move forward. So it might be a message from your angels. Just hang on. You're not ready yet. Have a bit of patience. There's something else that needs to happen here before you move forward on that path.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lovely, lovely message about patience.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. The second card is Assertiveness. Stand up for your beliefs and only say yes if you really want to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm struggling with this at the moment, and it seems that all the clients that come to me at the moment have this issue, so it keeps coming up until I work through it and we all work through it. But I find that a lot of earth angels, especially anyone that's working as a healer or doing any sort of holistic work, in my own life, I just tend to say yes before I say no. I tend to overcommit, and because I just have a desire to help, I want to help as many people as possible, and I'm sure you have a similar stuff around that. So for this card is really telling us to get back, get focused, get committed on what it is that we really, really want to do. A wonderful card. You know, someone said to me, when you say no to someone else, you're saying yes to yourself.
Yeah.
So it's definitely worth thinking about.
Interestingly, as I know you work with the batch flower essences as well, so the first card for patience would obviously signal the impatience flower, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And this particular message there would be the centaury flower, which...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So if people are listening and want some support from the flower kingdom, those essences would be very useful.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last card is get some exercise. So very practical message from the fairies. And it says, as your body becomes stronger, you begin to feel stronger in all ways.
Mm-hmm.
So the overall message, seems to, and the image of this is of a fairy or an angel soaring in the sky with this beautiful red energy, sort of energizing them or pushing them forward. So it's like this wonderful, just the overall message is we need to have patience. We need to stop overcommitting, start being assertive, get back on focus, on track, use our centauri essence there, say no when we need to, and bring the focus back to ourselves and a focus on building our own energy. Yeah, brilliant. Beautiful message.
Yeah.
Definitely relevant to me.
Very practical, which I think is... Is what we need, isn't it? Many of us, as you use the word, the earth healers that are here, and I imagine that many of the people listening to the show may well be of those kinds of people. I think I was listening to something this morning, actually, a Marianne Williamson a live stream, and she was talking about something that made total sense to me, was that most of what we read nowadays we already know about. There's nothing new anymore. What we need to do is now is to start putting into practice what we know.
Yeah.
So this kind of feels similar energy to me. It's like, okay, it's just time to do this now.
Yeah. That's it. I wish we had more time. We could chat about this.
Yeah, well,
we could really go deep into this.
Is for you to come back onto Nature and Connections show in a few months' time and to explore
absolutely
this more. But thank you very, very much anyway for coming on today. I've really enjoyed talking to you. I feel actually a lot lighter in myself from the process.
Yeah, me too, actually, yeah.
It's brought a lot of light energy through my body. So if people wanted to find out more about what you do, can you tell everybody how they can do that?
Very simply, they can go to www.transformwithangelsin12weeks.com. Transform with angels in 12 weeks, and that's number 12.com. So transform with angels in 12 weeks.com. And if you go there, you sign up, you'll get a free guardian angel meditation, which is about 30 minutes. So it's an audio MP3 that you can download and listen to on your iPhone or on your MP3 player.
Lovely.
So yeah, so that's the simplest thing. And the other thing is, I suppose, Facebook. If you go to Facebook, I'm Aisling Mooney. It's AISLINGMOONEY. If you friend me or follow me, I link you into it's called the Transform with Angels Open Community, online open community, I think. And that's a group where I put up messages maybe two or three times a week. And that's really a good way of connecting with me. And then if you get onto the email list, if you sign up on that page, I'll send free readings and messages from the angels every other week.
Sounds fabulous, yeah. And who doesn't want those kinds of messages? I think we all really, really need
that. There we go.
Purity nowadays. Thank you, Aisling. I look forward to you joining us again. In a short time, in the springtime, we'll need to book a date together and do this again in the springtime.
Yeah.
And thank you.
And you were saying that maybe people could ask questions.
That would
next
be fun,
time,
wouldn't it? Yeah, to get people to ask questions. Yeah, absolutely. So we will organise that. And if you're linked in with Aisling or with myself or through Natural Health Radio, you'll find out all about that. So it might be a good idea just to link in with Aisling now so that you find out when that is. And you get the opportunity to ask your question personally.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. And thank you for
Thank
the
you.
angels and
Thanks, Sarah.
fairies
This is
too.
brilliant.
Okay.
This is wonderful. Yeah. Thank you, angels. Thank you, fairies. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Sarah.
Okay, you're very welcome. Okay,
I'm a bit
bye-bye.
bright now.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Sarah. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature.